Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Today on Dish Nation, Andrew Freund sits down with the hilarious Amy Poehler to talk about her new show.
Sandra Bullock and Jennifer Aniston have an ex in common, and now they're comparing notes.
Plus, what famous couple uses rock, paper, scissors to resolve their arguments? And Brad is out, but we have back in studio comedian actress Crystal Powell.
Yeah!
So happy to be back and looking forward to hearing about Amber Rose's explanation of that face tattoo.
Yes, girl, I'm happy you're back too. Now, L.A. will be joining us very soon, so let's do this!
Crack, you have a story about one of our favorite funny men.
Yup, and it looks like Jim Carrey's about that creep life. Or is he? Now, during a recent press tour for his new film, Sonic the Hedgehog, Jim was being interviewed by reporter Charlotte Long of Heat Magazine, and when she asked him if he had anything left on his bucket list, here's what he had to say. Check it out.
And in the film, Sonic has a bucket list, and I was wondering, after all you've done in your career and in your life, is there anything still left on your bucket list?
Just you.
Oh. Wow.
That's it. It's all done now.
I don't know what to say to that.
I am. Just own it.
Okay, I'm owning it now.
She was ready.
Yo, and a lot of people are disappointed in Jim Carrey, and they calling him a creep and a sleazeball. But, no. I mean, like, to the ladies in the room, do you feel like he was wrong, or was he being playful? I don't think he was being creepy.
I actually thought it was pretty romantic.
I was there for it.
I mean, I'm not here for disrespect, right? Mm-hmm. But I felt like he caught it in the moment where it was really cute, mm-hmm. and it was nice and flirtatious. Like, it was cute. She was blushing.
And she was there for it. She was like, I'm here. I'm ready.
Right.
Bring it on, Mr. Carrey.
Right.
And I'm not a lady, but he's a comedian. Mm-hmm. He was only joking with he'd be going, oh, I do want to. He didn't think his tongue out.
He could have been joking then, too.
People doing too much. We still got to, at the end of the day, let men be men. And, you know, as long as they do it in a respectful way. And who wouldn't want to go out with Jim Carrey?
Okay. Exactly.
I mean, most women love a funny man.
Especially if he's rich.
Hello?
So if you were sitting across from somebody notable and you had the opportunity to shoot your shot, Gary, what would you do?
I wouldn't. If it's public, no, I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't?
If it's a whole bunch of people around, no, I wouldn't do it because I don't like
that. And you wouldn't do
face.
It private either because you'd be nervous and shy.
Yes!
I know you too well.
Yeah.
When the interview done, you'd be like, thank you.
Yeah.
I would send a text, maybe, or something like that. So I just wouldn't do it.
A text? What you going to say?
So they can screenshot it and put it on the net?
Huh?
So they can screenshot it and put it on the net?
But I would just say hi. If they put that on the net, then hell, okay, mean for me to be out there. So.
Hey, Craig, how do you go for it? Because I know a lot of women come here, and when they do interviews with Headcrack, his eye contact be making them feel some type of way.
In this Me Too environment that we're in right now, I just communicate like a dolphin, and I just do it just with my eyes.
So,
and
yeah.
Subliminally talk to him.
So yeah, when this interview is over, can I get them digits? Slap them cheeks?
You sure can. I can take all of it. Yeah.
See, and therefore I didn't say it.
Yeah. We said it for you.
See?
I said it for you.
All right, well, it seems like Sandra Bullock and Jennifer Aniston passed around a little more than scripts in Hollywood.
Oh, chicken with a
Jennifer Aniston is gracing the cover of the March issue of Interview Magazine, and
holy hell.
My God.
Yeah,
that
buddy.
Woman you're looking at is 51 years old.
No way, dude.
And smoking hot. I mean, between her and Jennifer Lopez, women, ladies, we really have no excuses.
50's the new 20.
Really Five. Look good. I think she looks better than she ever has, actually. She was interviewed by
her in the back of my Harley like that.
She was interviewed by her girlfriend, Sandra Bullock, for the magazine, and the ladies talked about brown liquor, their lives, and friendship, and the two also revealed that they were introduced through a mutual ex-boyfriend.
Whoa.
Yes, they shared a man, and that is actor Tate Donovan.
No way.
He got Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock.
Not the most attractive guy in the world either.
Not really. So the interview went a little something like this, and Frank, I think I want you to play the role of Jennifer Aniston. I will play the role of Sandra Bullock.
Awesome.
Okay, for this little exchange. Are you ready?
Should I say action?
Okay. Yeah, let me know.
Cameras are rolling, action.
You know, we were introduced by our former boyfriend. I say our because you and I both partook in a human being.
Oh?
Yes, we did. That's a beautiful way of saying it.
We both took part in Tate. Donovan, you know, the actor who was very patient human being, given that, you know, he dated both of us.
He seems to have a type.
Talented, funny, kind, introspective, generous.
Loves architecture and interior design. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Scene.
Oh,
my God.
That's the best segment we've ever done on Dish Nation, you guys.
Do Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock seem like the same kind of girl?
Both incredibly hot.
They're incredibly hot, but I feel like Sandra Bullock is more, because I mean, I hiked with her once and our dogs played. Yeah.
Nice.
Very sort of just low key, down to earth, like no frills.
She's a mom. She's a mom.
She's got a couple of kids.
Yeah.
I mean.
And they're both like 50. I mean, both
same age.
It seems like that would be, you know, they would always be friends and always hang out. Like the girls at the bar together. There was the blonde and the brunette, so you could like choose which one you were into type-wise.
And I can also see them running in the same circles too.
As a man, okay, if there were two women who were sharing stories about you and your penis and your sex life.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, because it's good.
Has anything bad to say about Chuy Martinez.
I'll give you all the phone numbers to all my ex-girlfriends, and you talk to them.
And they'll all say the same thing, and you're fantastic.
Why are you so angry? Why does Frank get so mad?
I mean,
because he can't say the same thing.
Okay, but we want to help everyone keep the love flowing in their relationships, which means no arguing, people.
That's right.
It ruins stuff.
Romance.
Yeah, man.
And why argue when you can just solve your problems like Nick Lachey and his lovely wife, Vanessa?
Oh, what do they do?
What do they do?
Mm-hmm.
Any conflict they have, they settle it with rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, my wife and I do something very similar, but we just settle it with scissors.
It's rock, paper, scissoring.
It's just scissors. We always both throw scissors.
So the couple stopped by people now to dish about their new dating. They got a new dating series coming out. It's called Love is Blind. And this is what they had to say about keeping the peace in their marriage.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't let it fester. He doesn't let it. We speak our mind. Sometimes you have to walk away.
Don't lie. It's all about rock, scissors, paper.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how we settle it. But
we do ours. We do 1, 2, 3, hit. And so it's always like, okay, fine. See?
There you go.
Do you actually do rock, paper, scissors for our certain things. I'll be like, who's going to go pick him up today? Okay, you go get them.
It's agreed upon, that's the ultimate deciding.
It really is communication.
But that's not communication.
It's not?
It's not communication.
What is it?
That's solving it with rock, paper, scissors. I mean, it really didn't solve the problem. It's just like, you lost, go. But you still are upset. You still didn't get to be heard.
Are you really going to be upset, though? Like,
When you turn into something silly, then it lightens the moment. Right? I guess it's the fairest way to do something.
Right.
Right?
Our kid just fell. Who's going to take him to the emergency room? Okay, I guess I'll go.
Well, shouldn't you both go?
Chuy and I both threw scissors. Well, yeah, we should both go. Chuy, you're a horrible father.
I think this opens it up to, like, everything
else. I'm a dog dad.
It's like, okay, you know, let's have sex. No, okay, rock, paper, scissors. Okay, let's have sex. Rock, paper, scissors. Ready?
One, two, three, throw.
Ready?
Go. Oh.
Oh, you both are doing me.
Yeah. We're cutting that paper, baby.
I got paper. I'm in the middle.
Isn't that fun? We have an Oreo.
I'm the cream in the Oreo.
No, you're the meat in the sub sandwich.
Oh, thank you.
All right, everyone, keep it right here because we have more Dish Nation right after the break.
Dish Nation.
What do women want? Shoes. When do we want them? Now. Have you heard about this company making stylish, sustainable shoes and bags made for life on the go? Thanks to the variety of designs with new styles launching frequently, Rothy's has become a beloved brand for a reason. Plus, Rothy's always come with free shipping and free returns. They launch new colors and patterns every few weeks, and they sell out constantly. Now, my favorite go-to shoe is the Camel Flat. I wear with everything. One Yahoo editor recently called them the most comfortable flats I've ever owned. Another major bonus, Rothy's are fully machine washable. So every time they need a refresh, you can simply toss them in the washing machine. Keeping it clean just got a whole lot easier. So what are you waiting for? Check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at Rothy's.com/dish. That's Rothy's.com, Rothy's.com/dish. Comfort, style, and sustainability meet to create your new favorite shoes. Head to Rothy's.com/dish today.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Woo! So, Portia, it sounds like Amber Rose is breaking down why she got her face tat.
Child, she sure is. Now, the beautiful Amber Rose surprised us all when she got her son's names, Bash and Slash, tattooed smack dab above right here on her forehead. Well, she went on Fox Soul TV show, One-on-One with Keisha Cole, and talked about what influenced her to get this tattoo.
I don't want this to sound, like, corny or anything, but, like, kind of after Kobe died, it made me, like, reflect on my life. And I don't want people to be like, oh, Kobe died and you went and got a tattoo. But it was kind of like that because, you know, I thought about my dad and, like, my dad had cancer when he was 40. And he went through remission and he's good, but he almost died, like, and I'm 36. And I was like, you know what? Life is so short. Just do it. Just live your best life. And I'm happy I did it.
And if he wanted to do it, if he did it and you were there and in support and just loving, you know, your guy, you know what I'm saying? And saying, we got them both, babe.
He encouraged it. He was just like, baby, get it.
Okay, for more on the interview, make sure you go to foxsoul.tv. But what do you guys think about her reasoning?
All I want to say is whatever strand of weed they got running out there in Atlanta, in L.A. right now, do not bring that stuff to Atlanta.
I know.
Everybody out there is losing their damn mind.
Yeah, you running naked in the street.
Yeah. You know if I had some, because I come in here with Pilar on my forehead.
With a heart ding.
Okay.
My friend wanted me to put a missile, honey, on my face. I'm like,
A missile?
A missile? Are you trying to blow you up?
What was the missile for? What was that metaphor for?
I don't know, but I'm like right there on my cheek. I'm like,
take it off.
Yeah.
See?
General?
Rocket man. Rocket man.
You're supposed to bathe in the bath salt, not eat the bath salt. What the hell y'all got going on?
Well, all right, y'all. It's time for another What the Fashion. That's right, honey. And these shoes, honey, are sizzling.
Yes, honey.
They're sizzling, baby. That's because, honey, Crocs have teamed up with KFC, yes, Kentucky Fried Chicken, to make some delicious new footwear, honey. Now, the bottom of the shoes, honey, look like KFC chicken buckets, and the tops, honey, look like fried chicken, baby. They even come with removable charms attached on the top, honey, that look and smell like real drumsticks. But, baby, don't you eat them, honey.
Oh, my God.
Now, the shoes will be available this spring, and they're $59.99.
I wish I would buy a pair of Kentucky Fried Crocs.
What?
I would not be caught dead.
I think they look finger-licking good.
Yeah. Think about this question.
Lying in your bed, honey, your man come home, say, honey, what you want to eat? And you put your leg up,
honey.
I got you a drumstick right here.
Nasty plastic drumstick.
Y'all got roaches.
Them fat dudes who got foot fetishes are going to have like a 2-for-1 going on.
Yeah.
Toes and chicken.
Toes and chicken.
I am sure everyone has used Amazon at some point in your life. You can pretty much go onto the site and buy anything you want. And now,
every day,
you can go on Amazon and buy a date.
What, y'all?
Yes, content creators have created Amazon Dating. It's a parody dating site where users can buy people that they want to date. Every person's for sale. Comes with a price, reviews, and a bulleted description of their hobbies.
Is she available for Prime? Can she be here in 2 days?
She'll be here.
Something like that.
She can be here in 2 days. Sure, we found a girl for you, though.
Yes.
It's Cora. Tell them about Cora, Heidi.
Oh, Cora is a 78-year-old woman.
Yes.
She's $149.95. That's how much you would have to pay for her.
Whatever.
She's 5'5".
She's so old, you have to trade furs for her.
Her love language is words of affirmation, so she likes to tell you good things about yourself.
It.
You love it. She can't see well. We'll make you cookies.
I will eat Cora's cookies all day long. So if Grandma wanted to hop on this Dominican-Mexican pony, I would be with that.
Whoa.
Cora, if you're watching this, I love you, baby.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. My boy Andrew Froin got a chance to sit down with Amy Poehler and the rest of the cast. Take a look.
You flunked what?
English. Can't you read?
What are you doing to Mommy?
Mommy and I are just pounding it out.
It's spring cleaning day.
Talk to people what they're going to see on the show. Kind of give us the premise.
Okay, it's about this boy, Duncan, who he has a rich inner life about girls and adventures, and he's the world's most average teenager. And it's about his family and friends, and we're a family, he's a friend. It's hilarious people in a super joke-heavy show by one of the Simpsons writers, and it's amazing.
Now, I want to go back to Burlington, Massachusetts.
Ooh.
I want to go back there. I want to see a young Amy there.
Mm.
You know what? I'm going to call her Precocious Polar.
Yeah, that would be right.
What was Precocious Polar like back then?
Loudmouth.
Mm-hmm.
Really trying to get attention.
Yeah.
Roller skating in your driveway.
Okay.
Supportive young parents.
Yeah.
And just a dream, a girl with a dream.
When you were the age back then, were you precocious? Were you naughty?
I'll say this. I moved around a lot. Mm-hmm. So I went to a high school where no one knew who I was. And I would say the most precocious thing I did is I just lied as a freshman and told everyone that I wasn't a virgin.
Okay.
So, and then just continued as a virgin.
30 years later, he's still a virgin. Now, there's a house vacant next to Duncan. If you were going to put another animated family next to them, who would that be and why? Which animated family would that be?
The Simpsons? Actually, you know what? Flanders family.
Yes.
Okay. I want calm.
Yes.
Let's hang out, but also, stick yourself. We'll go to the church.
What if weird people moved next to Duncan and he was always thinking, murder was happening over there?
Yeah.
You know, he's the kind of kid that watched a lot of, Netflix late at night and be really into true crime.
Yeah.
And so he thinks he's solving something over there.
Right.
Oh, I know. I would put Daria. Quinn.
Yeah.
That's a good
one. She would want to be Quinn. She would follow Quinn around.
I might want to live next to the King of the Hill folks.
Okay.
Just because I feel like I could change some perceptions.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's another important holiday. It's the 10th anniversary of Galentine's Day.
Oh, it's the 10th anniversary.
I just looked this up.
You know how I'm celebrating? I'm having dinner tonight with Rashida Jones, Aubrey Plaza, and Catherine Hahn.
Ah!
Yeah, we do it. We are friends.
Like, in real life?
Retta's not joining us, but she is there in spirit.
Okay.
And, in real life, we dine on the reg.
They're like your, if Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox, they're friends in real life.
Yes.
You guys are friends in real life.
Yeah, I would love to be anybody's Jennifer Aniston.
I would like to be Jennifer Aniston.
Same. I just saw some pictures. We're getting off topic here.
No, it's okay.
But I saw some pictures of her.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
I want whatever she's doing.
Probably hasn't had sugar in 25 years.
I mean...
Duncan, you're ready to be designated driver for my book club.
Why would a book club need a designated driver?
When I think about you, I touch myself.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, Headcrack. So, one of our favorite movies of 2019 was what? Hustlers.
Absolutely. For all the obvious reasons, I was throwing money at the movie screen. And while it seems like everybody except Gary might have watched the movie, Constance Wu, who plays Destiny in the film, says she hasn't watched it either. Or any of her work.
Yeah, the last movie I saw of mine was Crazy Rich Asians. And
you did see that.
I saw that. It was watching that movie after that experience, then I stopped watching anything. So I didn't watch, my talk show appearances or Fresh Off the Boat or Hustlers. I want to focus on the present and not, be self-critical and think too much, dwell too much on the past. So that
makes
was sort
sense.
Of... We understand. We've never seen this show.
Yeah.
So what y'all think? I mean, do you agree with her?
Hey, I I agree with her. I've said it before, like, the sound of my voice is so weird to me. Like, if I'm in the house and Dish comes on, I'm like, ah, like, turn it off.
So, you know, between the three of us, do y'all watch Dish Nation?
Do you watch Dish, Gary?
What is that show?
What? Excuse me.
I don't watch nothing that I'm in. I don't, because I just don't. Mm-mm.
Really?
No, because I just don't do it, because I'm critical of myself.
Even when you give me a good read, you don't want to go and laugh at it again later? Mm-mm. I feel like that's something you would totally do.
I just, because you're always critical of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're like, oh. So I'm not listening to myself on the radio.
Yeah.
I don't, mm-mm.
You should definitely skip today's.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
You're going to hate your outfit. You see it on TV.
Looking like a little teddy bear.
Gary Ruxpin.
Okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.